Exercise Valiant Shield is currently underway on and around Guam, bringing together more than 18,000 sailors, airmen, and Marines. As part of the exercise, B-1 Lancers and Marine F-18s conducted a quick strike mine demonstration. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Frank Walton, B-1 Weapons Systems Officer, explains how the Joint Task Force combined pre-existing platforms for the first time.
The Quick Strike J is a guided version of the Quick Strike mine using the JDAM tail kit and the components from the Quick Strike, which is already in the inventory.
Marine Major David Merritt flew one of the F-18s and says the demonstration was a success.
Yeah, so the mission went well. We were able to get off the weapons required to complete the mission. So that was good, and we were able to get all the recording of the data that we needed for the demonstration. Overall, it was mission success. Just a great day for us flying.
The mines are dropped at a bombing range 100 miles north of Guam, where Navy divers will be retrieving the mines from the water. Deputy Operations Manager for the demo, Commander John Burney, says this new capability allows the aircraft to fly at a much higher altitude, improving safety and effectiveness.
So it provides the PACOM planners, as well as for contingencies, the opportunity to really achieve effects that we wouldn't be able to otherwise.
Reporting from Anderson Air Force Base, Guam, I'm Staff Sergeant Mariko Frazee.